It's 26 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Isn't she an inspiration?
She is an inspiration.
And it's just absolutely delightful to have her tell her story. And we've got another fantastic story and from a school that you know very well.
Yes, we were talking to Chris Bradbury last week and hearing about the success of North Home in 2020, the class of 2020. And we have someone from the, I understand, the class of 2019.
Very up to date, and this is exciting to hear this story. It's amazing. Mitchell Old, the founder of the Mitchell Old Company. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mitchell.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, in this day and age, if you use the term or talk about an age, you get into trouble because age is something we don't talk about. But it's so lovely to see a young person like yourself, if I can tell our listeners, 19 years of age,
yep,
dressed immaculately, has a smile that's got so much energy and passion that's just really fantastic. And you've got an amazing story, something that has been born within you. And I want you to tell our listeners what you've done. It's just amazing with regards to school. And I want to work out from school.
Well, we said North Home, exactly. So did you do theatre at North Home locally? What got you to this point of starting your own theatre company?
Yeah, so the drama and music program at North Home was fantastic, and that really kind of triggered my kind of passion for these areas. Being involved in school productions, more of an actor rather than taking on the directing roles, and that was absolutely fantastic. I learned so much from the amazing people we got to work with, and the music program as well, working with these industry professionals who would come into school often, really set me up well to put me in a good stead for after school.
I understand you play the saxophone.
Yes, I play the saxophone. So I'm a saxophone major at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So that's absolutely terrific as well. And making connections from there has been absolutely phenomenal and incredibly important for the area that I'm working in, the arts. But yes, so involved in theatre through school and then doing productions at other schools as well. So helping out with Rouse Hill Anglican's production of Wicked. I played the oboe chair there, which was fantastic. And then doing bits and pieces of work at other local schools, which really got me into it.
So, Mitchell, where did this start? I mean, we talk about school, but that was born some time before that. School just brought it out in you. So can you remember those moments that said, this is where my life's going?
There's been a couple of those moments. I mean, I've come back and forth from different career paths, whether it was being a lawyer or a mathematician or an investment banker. But after big performances, I'd always be like, well, what am I talking about? This is what I want to be doing. This is where I spend all my time. This is what I invest myself in. We invest in things that we care about, and I think that's incredibly important. I think I just found myself in these areas with these people, and it seemed like a natural fit.
The saxophone. Darren spoke about that being one of many instruments and that you love. Why single out the saxophone? What does that do for you when you pick that up and put it in your hands?
Well, first of all, it's obviously the coolest instrument. So the saxophone, it's just...
Oh, I thought I said that.
Oh, no. I mean, I knew you were thinking it. It's just... So we picked instruments at the start of year five. And, I mean, who doesn't want to play the saxophone? Honestly, it was just the coolest thing ever. And the versatility of the instrument I found has been phenomenal. It's what I enjoy the most, whether I'm playing jazz or I'm playing pop or I'm playing classical. It can do it all.
Well, for myself, I chose the euphonium in year five, but then migrated to trombone during my time at high school, but I don't play music at the moment. So I'm glad you're sticking with the saxophone and congratulations to that. I just want to talk about, and we heard about COVID and how COVID made Chris's time at Streetbed totally different. How has COVID made the performing arts industry different for you and your peers?
Well, it's been devastating, the effect that COVID has had on the performing arts. I've seen many friends at the Conservatorium of Music and just in the arts industry who have almost just abandoned their potential careers because they see, well, what's the point? What can I do? And that's kind of what gave way to making the company, is to show young people and give young people an opportunity that they had lost from 2020 and giving them an opportunity to show them that, hey, actually a career is possible in the arts. But look, we've adapted. The arts industry has adapted well, as everyone's had to, whether it's been online performances or now we've come back to theatres, which is absolutely fantastic. But I think it's really shaken us up, but it's given us time to reflect and look at what we do. And I think we're all the better for it now.
You're listening to a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're talking with Mitchell Old from the Mitchell Old Company. Now, Mitchell, I understand you have a song choice for us, and we're going to talk a bit more about why this song, but do you want to just briefly introduce it, and then we'll have a break, and we'll come back and talk more about what you've set up and what's happening in the hills.
Absolutely. So this is Moving Too Fast from The Last 5 Years, our upcoming show at the Pioneer Theatre, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown.
Alive 90.5.
It's a 10:45, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And we're very delighted to have on our show this morning Mitchell Old, the founder of the Mitchell Old Company. Amazing story. Mitchell, tell us about setting up your own theatre company. I mean, that is amazing, the drive and the energy that you have to do that, particularly doing full-time study and living out the life at your age and the sense of doing all of those things, and yet you have the determination to set up your own theatre company. Congratulations.
Thank you. So it was really driven out of necessity almost. So at the start of 2020, fresh out of high school, I was looking for assistant musical director positions. So I wrote to a whole bunch of different societies, but no one would really give me too much of a chance because I didn't have too much experience, which was fair enough. But then COVID hit, obviously, and then everything really slowed down. And then I thought, well, screw it. Why don't I just do something myself? I'll create my own experience. So that's exactly what I did. I formed the company. I stumbled upon the most amazing cast. Hannah Alexander, who is our leading lady. I teach with her at Dural Music, one of the sponsors for the show. And I was chatting with her and she was like, well, I have this amazing partner who's also a musical theater actor. We don't have to social distance on stage. We live in the same house. Maybe this could work. So it all came from there. So yeah, it was really driven out of, I need to create some experience for myself as a young creative. And that's exactly what I did.
And also being creative with how you can actually get people on stage. Just hearing then, COVID, people can't be on stage. Or people in the same family, they can be. So you're creative all through.
Well, I try to be. So yeah, it was finding a show that the show only has two actors, which we were like, okay, well, this could work. And then, yeah, it was very lucky to stumble upon two actors who lived in the same household.
But yeah, that's fascinating. But what about the band? What about everyone else? And
yes,
can they work COVID safe?
So yes, we've put some measures in place at the theatre to make sure we're all COVID safe, which is fantastic. But yes, our band is, no one in the band is over the age of 27. So we're very, very much focusing on providing these opportunities for young people when they don't get the chance. So, yeah, half the band is from the Sydney Conservatorium. The other half of the band is just from different people within the Hills area who are insanely talented. And, yeah.
How does the band stay COVID safe?
So we're distancing a bit, but currently the regulations are on stage. We don't have to social distance at this point.
So we're in that stage where maybe 9 months ago it would have been all different, just too much, just impossible for you to organise. But now there's a bit of freedom that you can actually bring this together, and actually it's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes, so just over 2 weeks away. But you're absolutely right, 9 months ago this wouldn't have been possible at all. But things are starting to open up. We've put lots of COVID-safe measures in place at the theatre, so it'll be a safe experience for everyone. But yeah, we're very excited to get going.
So where is it happening?
So the Pioneer Theatre, which is just...
Oh, the good old Pioneer. Love that theatre.
Just underneath the Castle Hill Library. It's a fantastic space in there. We've set up the theatre very intimately. Since it's just a two-person musical, it really is about creating that connection with the audience. So that's what we've done. We've moved everything very close together. It's going to be a fantastic experience for audiences. And yeah.
Well, we're on radio here. There's lots of technical things here that you can see. How are you managing all the technical side of it? Because that's where sometimes I sit in the theatre and my wife may look straightforward and I'm looking around saying, oh, where are they on the sound desk and who's doing the lights and are they having fun?
Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. So I have an audio background actually as well.
Okay.
So I work for a company called Element ICT, who are also sponsoring the show and providing all of the lighting and sound, which is absolutely fantastic. But yeah, so we have some very experienced lighting and sound technicians to really support our young artists and give them the professional experience that they deserve.
So how do you bring all that together?
Well, it's a lot of organization. It's a lot of time management. I'm very grateful I'm on uni holidays right now, which is soon coming to an end. So that's been helpful that I haven't had to juggle that completely. But yeah, it's just the producing side of it is something that I'm very, very big on and something I very much want to go down.
So enjoying that. But how did you learn those sorts of things? Because a lot of people at your age don't learn that quickly.
Yes. Well, I think it's very much my personality, the entrepreneurial type and the organization. But through school, being school captain of North Home Grammar School in 2019 gave me the opportunity to host these kind of events. So I hosted the Jazz Cafe at the halfway through 2019, which again gave opportunities to dozens of local high school students to perform in a professional environment.
Absolutely fantastic. Mitchell, who inspires you? Who do you look up to? Because I think at your, and I'm going to say this, and I hope it's not wrong, but your tender age, your maturity and strength is without bound. It's fantastic. Who has helped you get who you are today, other than yourself?
Well, there's too many people to name, I'd say. I've always taken inspiration from my conductors throughout school, in different community ensembles and at school. I think they've always, the leadership that you have to show as a conductor and a musical director is like no other that I've seen. So I think it's been them, so names like James Bryce from the Castle Hill Youth Wind Orchestra or Andrew McWade from Barker, Heather Skinner from Rouse Hill Anglican. These are the people that I've really tried to model myself off and have provided a great inspiration for me.
That's absolutely fantastic. And thank you for acknowledging them, because they don't go looking for that, but to know that publicly they've had an influence on your life is absolutely wonderful. I'm in awe of what you're doing, and if there's any way that we can continue and help you in your journey, then we'd be absolutely delighted, wouldn't we?
Indeed, indeed. But to finish up, because we're just about out of time for the hour and the news will be chasing us soon, the show. Let our listeners know about the show and when it's on and what they can expect and the experience that they'll have when they come to the Pioneer Theatre in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely. So I think we've really created not just a theatre show but a theatre experience at the Pioneer Theatre. So from the minute you walk in, you'll be welcomed into our soiree where we'll have live music before the show, and then you'll come into the theatre. It'll be incredibly intimate. Audiences will really be able to expect a professional level production that is intimate and heartfelt and genuine, something that I've really focused on as a director and a musical director. But yes, so from the 11th to the 14th of February at the Pioneer Theatre, tickets are available on the Pioneer Theatre website or www.mitchellold.com.au. We're hoping to get as many people from the Hills community there to support our young Hills artists.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. You've been an inspiration. We wish you all the very best in your personal and professional life. We hope that success leads you further and further in helping other people. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alive 90.5.